The Lord be with you. Again, I hope this finds you well and at peace wherever you may be listening. So let us just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. And our penitential Kyries for Easter. Lord God, you raised your Son from the dead. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, through you we are more than conquerors. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, you help us in our weakness. Lord, have mercy. And our collect for this morning, the seventh Sunday of Easter. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Mercifully give us faith to know that as he promised, he abides with us on earth to the end of time, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so, circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me? These I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 17, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made known your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on the behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray you give us wisdom, clarity, understanding, and challenge. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about you, but when I hear these words from Philippians, and I hear Paul speak with such passion about all the things that he had before he met Jesus, it sounds impressive. I mean, he really clarifies and goes to town and saying, this is who I was. I was incredible. I mean, I was pure. I was thorough. I was the main man. And I consider all of that rubbish in comparison to what it is to know and have relationship with Jesus. Now, the strength and the passion in which Paul is using here, without me swearing and wanting to upset anyone, he is saying the word that he uses for rubbish here that we read in this particular translation, the word rubbish is dog poo. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm out walking, and as you know, I have a wonderful, beautiful King Charles, and we take her for walks and we go out, and when we know that she needs to do the business, we got the bag to put it in, because nobody likes the sight of it. People, when they see it, they're wondering who did not pick up after their dog. And if we consider anything dog poo, we know that's not good. And this is what Paul says. He considers all these other things, these areas of what the world would have seen and justified as this is good. He says, no, that is dog poo. He is passionate about getting across the love and the heart of Jesus, that Jesus is central in everything. Nothing else has meaning without Jesus. Friends, I want to encourage you in this coming week, as we are still waiting for news of different things to come that might make life a bit more bearable or palpable for where we find ourselves. Focus on Jesus. Bring your anger, bring your sadness, bring your concern, bring your grief, bring your joy, bring your delight. Bring all things to the feet of Jesus. Paul sees the importance of who Jesus is in these times. And we need to remind ourselves of actually what we have in Jesus. We have to remind ourselves of knowing of who we are in Jesus. Because Jesus is everything. Nothing else compares to who Jesus is. And I pray that as you seek out and know his truth, and as what we read in John 17, of how all authority has been given to Jesus from the Father, and how the Father and the Son are one, and his call, his heart, is for us to be one with one another, and with the Father through Jesus. Submit all things to Jesus this day. Submit your heart, submit your mind, your joys and your concerns, and know what God the Father has for you as you give everything over to Him. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. We pray for the people of your church, those who you have called to hear and believe your word. Draw them together in unity, inspired by the mutual love of the Father and the Son, and to be as one in faith and hope and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all the people of the world that Christ came to save, those who acknowledge his power and those who do not know him, we ask that his glory may shine upon them and make them his own. As he has authority over all, may those who exercise power learn the way of his justice and his mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Protect those whom you have given us in love to be our families, and friends. Guide them with the grace promised to all who are your own, and help us to spread by word and example the knowledge of your glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Come tenderly to those who, having heard and sought to follow, have fallen away and lost the vision that once they knew. Bring them back to the way that leads to eternal life. Have mercy on the sick. Grant them healing and renewal of life. And we continue to pray for all those on the front line. We pray for our government. We pray for decisions as we come out of this lockdown through phases. We pray for wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we remember those who in this world began their eternal life through faith and have entered into its fullness. As they are now in your presence, so may we grow in grace towards that vision of glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross, and we meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And I pray again this day that you have opportunity to share that peace with those that you connect with whomever and however you connect with those that you care for and love. Share that peace. As we come to this time of celebrating all that Jesus is and has done for us and for what we have in his kingdom. If you have bread or wine or you want to break bread and drink where you are, please feel free to do so, knowing that the presence of Jesus is with you and Jesus is all that matters. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we will pray prayer 3. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise. And lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Eternal giver of love and power, your Son Jesus Christ has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, our exalted King, pour on you his abundant gifts. Make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. Know that Jesus is all you need. Know that everything else is rubbish without him. Know the love of the Father and the leading of the voice of Holy Spirit for you to love and be loved, forgive and be forgiven, and to bring the joy that can only come from the Son. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.